one particular place we lived that had a corn crib, and it was built specifically for that because it had to build up on the high rocks and had tin under it where rats couldn't get up in it.
Was there any kind of building that was built for just any kind of grain, not necessarily corn, but whatever had to be raised?
They had a seed house a lot of times. They kept cotton seed in.
What did that
mean? Sometimes they put cotton in it. Right.
What did that look like? Was it a big building? Or?
Usually, my experience was they'd build onto the barn. Not very big. 10 by 20 miles or something like that. Usually had a floor, of course, had a floor in it.
Have you ever heard of any kind of building on a farm called a granary?
I've heard of them, but I never heard of them.
What about talking about the barn, the upper part of the barn where you might store your hay? That would be the
barn loft.
Yeah. Talking about hay, when after it's been cut off the field, sometimes before it was baled, they might pile it up, you know, a great big pile in the field. What do the farmers usually call that?
Haystack.
Haystack. How was it shaped? Was it a
You mean if they're gonna leave it for all winter? Or they can comb shape it, make kind of a comb and bring it out big at the bottom, you know. Mm-hmm. Kind of bring the outside hay down with it back.
Was there ever a hole in the middle of it that they stacked it around?
No.
That's how it was done. Have you ever heard of any names for small piles of hay raked up in the field? Well, tell me if you've ever heard the term windrows.
Yeah.
Is that something different?
Yeah. Windrow is when you fix the baglets, you know, you turn it over, let it dry on the bottom side, air out.
I see. You know, sometimes a farmer would take a wagon out to the field, put his hay in it, bring it back in like that. Was that called anything besides just a wagon? You know,
we used to make these frames to put on, they call them hay wagons in, you know,
they
put a frame, make the bed wider and longer.
You mentioned, talking about barns again, a place where you might keep your cows inside, would you just keep them in the barn?
In the stable.
In the stable. Would you keep your horses in the same place, or?
Yeah, well, usually big barn had a hall through the middle of it, you know.
I see.
And you had horses on one side and cows
on the other. What about your hogs? Where would they be kept?
That's hog pen.
Hog pen. That was outside, usually something around it.
Yeah, web wire around it usually.
What?
Web wire.
Oh, yeah. Talking about that wire, what different kinds of wire fences would you have on a farm besides that?
Mostly barbed wire. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's still a few, railing fences, you probably see some. You go up that
much. I'd like to see some. I've been asking that question, and a lot of people tell me about these railing fences, but I just haven't seen any.